This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Sarah Gardner. Oil prices have been falling fast the past few weeks, but gas prices aren't dropping nearly as quickly. The national average price was about $3.80 a gallon this week. High gas prices inevitably lead politicians to a discussion of the Strategic Petroleum Reserve, and it's a powerful tool. The U.S. has the most crude oil ready to go of any country on Earth. Marketplace sustainability reporter Eve Tro took a trip down south to get a firsthand look.
The Strategic Petroleum Reserve is not simply a concept. The Strategic Petroleum Reserve is a real place. Four places, in fact. Two in Texas, two in Louisiana, that hold more than 700 million barrels of crude oil. Drive up to one, like Bayou Choctaw, at the end of a dusty Louisiana highway, and guards pull up on Land Rovers, assault rifles, at the ready. It takes half an hour to get through security. The oil here is worth about $7 billion.
No wonder we're protecting, right?
That's Suresh Sevak, the Department of Energy site leader at Bayou Choctaw.
A lot of people, even in the local area, don't know that we exist here.
Forgive the locals for paying no mind to this epic stockpile in their backyard. They can't see the crude. No one can.
Most people, you wonder, so where is the oil? Well, the oil is underground, so there's not much to see above. Which is the way we like it.
Easier to protect, buried deep, sealed off. The oil gets pumped down into man-made salt caverns. Okay, picture a cross-section of the Earth. Parts of the Gulf Coast have thick deposits of salt, about half a mile down. The Department of Energy drills down into it and shoots in water to dissolve a huge hole in the salt. James Quern manages field operations for the reserve.
So when the cavern's ready, then we'll take oil and push that oil into that cavern and displace the brine back out to the Gulf.
Each cavern's about twice as deep as a skyscraper is tall and holds enough oil to fill 20 tanker ships. And the oil just sits there, really, year in, year out, while contractors keep an eye on it and test the pipes and pumps to make sure they'll work when needed. Danny Miller was running a small construction crew during my visit.
I think knowing that we have these kind of facilities in the United States and everything, it can put us somewhat at rest.
At rest. You sleep easy at night knowing these caverns are full of oil.
Well, yeah, easier than knowing that we don't have any, you know.
Easier than, say, 1973? The oil crisis.
11 Arab countries cut off all oil shipments to the United States.
This turnpike, usually crowded with trucks and automobiles at this time of the year, is practically deserted.
We are heading toward the most acute shortages of energy since World War II.
It was not Nixon, but the next president, Gerald Ford, who signed a law to create the Strategic Petroleum Reserve, to be tapped in case of an international disruption in supply.
It's like, oh my God. So Washington said we can't let that happen to us again. We're going to get us a reserve.
Sam Washington's an engineer at Bayou Choctaw. He shows me the maps, how the reserve connects to nearby oil refineries, then to bigger pipelines.
All the way up to the Detroit, Michigan area.
The reserve is a sleepy place to work compared to its neighbors. Oil, gas, and chemical refineries rise like science fiction castles all around it. But when the president calls to release oil, like he did last June amid war in Libya, or refineries need to borrow oil in an emergency, like after Hurricane Katrina, all eyes are on Bayou Choctaw.
We roll with it.
Robert Tomplay is a pump foreman.
Is it a good day when you get that call?
I like it. You know, if they tell me to draw down right now, I'm ready. I love running the pumps. That's just me. I'm a pump man.
You know who else gets really, really excited? Oil traders.
As soon as they announce that there's going to be a release, just seconds afterwards, prices will start to plummet.
Blake Clayton follows oil for the Council on Foreign Relations.
So if you had anticipated that, you'd be in a really good spot.
Even though, honestly, it's not that much oil. Even the 30 million barrels released from the Strategic Reserve last year is about what America uses in a day. After the initial trading frenzy of a release, it dawns on oil traders that a strategic release means something's wrong.
That can actually instill greater fears in traders and others about where supply and demand are.
Past the armed guards at Bayou Choctaw, pipelines crisscross a green marsh. White ibis and egrets feed and groom.
A baby alligator lazes in the water. Site supervisor Suresh Sevik likes it out here, thinking about the vast pools of oil below. But he says it's foolish to think the reserve could bring down gas prices for very long.
The days of the cheap oil are gone. We're not going to see that anymore.
The point of the Strategic Petroleum Reserve is not to make sure oil is cheap. It's to make sure there's oil at all. I'm Eve Troeh for Marketplace.